Let's go then to question six, which is how many islands are there in Japan and which one is the largest?
Oh, we have many islands, and the biggest one the largest one is Honshu Islands. Which is
Honshu Island.
Oh, Honshu Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is I'm not so sure, but maybe over 6% of the total island total islands size. Total six, Japan size.
60%?
60.
60, right?
Over
okay.
60.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in that island there are many, many big cities such as Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto, Nagoya, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So many people live on that island.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you know how many in total? How many islands in total are there?
In Japan, we have over 7,000 islands as a total.
Okay. All right, or well, I don't know. Oh, I get it. Each person maybe checks different places. I've heard about 6,800. It could be over 7,000, around 7,000 maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Over 7,000.
You check someplace over 7? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Including over 1 square kilometers land.
Yeah, maybe they're like you're counting very small little islands. Maybe yeah. Is that what you mean?
No, I mean that over 7,000 islands are more than, larger than 1 square kilometer.
Oh, okay, larger than 1 square. Okay, all right, good. Okay, I know, all I know is the textbook information is 6,800, so, okay, but that's fine, okay. Let's have you answer the same question, okay? How many islands are there in Japan, and which one is the largest?
Japan has 4 main islands and approximately 7,000 smaller islands in Japan, and 30% of that are inhabited. And Honshu is the largest island of Japan, including Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya, Hiroshima, and on a big city, and big cities, and about 80% of the population live on Honshu, on Honshu. In the order of the size, Honshu is followed by Hokkaido, Kyushu, and Shikoku.
Okay, good. What island is? Even though it's not a major, one of the four major islands, what island is maybe second? Or the biggest biggest non-major island? Do you know?
Okay. Personally, I like the Hokkaido Island.
Oh, okay. I guess my question is hard. What I'm trying to ask is, what is the biggest non-major island? Do you know the name of the biggest non-major island?
Non-major island.
Yeah.
Non-major island. personally, I recommend you Hatsushima.
Oh, Hatsushima.
It's a very small island.
Oh, okay.
It's expressed in a very scenic beauty, and it's very close to the Atami and Ise area, and it's easy access from Tokyo within 1 hour or 2 hours.
Okay. All right, good.
The answer to your question might be Etoro?
Yeah, that's Etorofu. If you look here, that's okay. See, she didn't know what to say, but she said something, so that's good. Did you understand the question, or you weren't sure?
I'm sorry, I don't understand completely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my question. They say Japan has 4 main islands. You know, Honshu, Kyushu, Shikoku. What did I say? Hokkaido, right? And then. In this answer they give in the book, it says the largest among the smaller islands is Etorofu. So there's 4 main islands, so then there must be another one that's like the fifth biggest island. And I guess that's Etorofu. Okay, that's what I was trying to make you say. But other people, you know, it depends on what they say. I think is Awajishima is also quite large, isn't it? It's maybe the fifth or sixth, it depends. Some people, I hear different stories about that, so. Okay, so that was the question about the island. So anyway, you say you like Hokkaido the best? Were you saying your favorite island, or you like
favorite
Hokkaido?
Favorite island because I like skiing. And
oh, okay.
In Hokkaido, there are a lot of hot springs resorts, and in particular in winter, it is very nice to bathe in the hot water in open air hot springs.
Okay, good. Okay, all right, good. Do you have a favorite island?
Oh, favorite island? My favorite is Shodoshima Island.
Okay.
Which is located in Setonaikai. It's inland city.
The inland sea?
It's inland
okay.
sea. Mm. So very close to Osaka.
Hmm. What is special for you?
Because my favorite novel is 24 Eyes story. The Shodoshima is the site of the story.
Oh, okay.
And also, it's very, if you go over there, you can see the very beautiful scenery from that island.
Oh, okay.
So it's surrounded by sea, but you can see the land over the sea.
Oh, okay. So
over there. So it's very beautiful.
Oh,
and
okay.
You can see the long bridge.
Oh, okay.
Long bridge linking Kobe with Awajishima.
Oh, okay.
So you can see that.
Oh, okay. Good. That sounds good. Other popular islands for tourists are where? Is it Sado?
Sado, yes.
Sado is in Niigata?
Yes.
Right, and then Oshima?
Oshima, it's Tokyo Metropolitan.
Is that part of Tokyo, Oshima? It's in the middle of, surrounded by Izu Peninsula, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
That's also popular for
yes.
tourists. Good. Okay, she mentioned about hot springs and things. That's probably the next part of the class. There's one more question before that. Let's do question 7. Okay? And that's
okay.
How many lakes are there in Japan? And which one is the largest?
In Japan, there are about 100 lakes. And the largest one is Biwa Lake, which is located in Shiga Prefecture. It's Kansai area, very close to Osaka. And this is not salty, just plain water.
Okay, fresh water?
Fresh water.
Okay.
And one of the biggest freshwater lake in the world.
Okay.
And this is from this lake, the Kansai area people get the water for running water.
Oh, okay.
So it's the inhabitants need that lake.
Okay, good. All right, Japan has 100 lakes. Maybe define that, 100 lakes that are larger than one square kilometer. Yeah, okay. Because I'm sure there's many small, tiny lakes. Good. How many lakes are there in Japan, and which one is the largest?
Japan has about 100 lakes that are larger than one square kilometer.
Mm-hmm.
And the most famous and largest lake in Japan is Lake Biwa. It's located in Shiga Prefecture. It's very close to Osaka and to Kyoto.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the area of Lake Biwa is 670 square kilometers. It's known as one of the oldest freshwater lake in the world. Mm-hmm. And the name of the beaver comes from the lake is looks like the outline of a musical instrument, a traditional musical instrument called biwar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of musical instrument is it?
Biwar is a very old traditional musical instrument and sometimes accompanied to the kabuki mm-hmm. and bunraku as well as traditional songs.
Right. Yeah. What is it?
It is a four or five stringed instruments and similar to a lute
okay.
in Western musical instrument.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's like a lute. Because I don't play, so I'm not sure how many strings. Okay. Yeah. It looks like a lute. Lute also has a big, like a bubble.
Bubble.
Well, I don't know that a bubble, but you know how the biwa also has a big round part. Guitar is more narrow and square shaped, but the biwa is round in the back, right? And the lute is also round in the back, so that's why it does look like a lute.
Lute is still popular in United States or in European countries?
Probably not really, but there are people who
it's
like...
traditional one.
Well, it's traditional. There are people who like medieval music. Mm. So people who like medieval music play the lute or listen to it. So it isn't dead, but it's not, you know, mainstream. Okay. All right, good. Okay, well, let's take a break. And come back. Good. Your answer is about Lake Biwa also because it's named Lake Biwa because the shape looks like the musical instrument Biwa, which is a stringed instrument. It's like a lute or guitar type stringed instrument. So, okay, good. All right. We'll see you in a few minutes after the break.